Right, it's just coming up to 10:32. Now, I got really confused this morning because normally I have guests in the studio at 11:30. You know what, that's my little rule of having 11:30. So I tweeted out, I said, oh, well, Sam Gods is in at 11:30. We're like, no, I'm not, I'm here at 10:30. I went, oh, sorry about that. So yes, I have corrected my error this morning. It's lovely to see you in the studio, Sam. You were back in, when were you in the studio? Was it May or before that?
No, I think it was June, I think.
Was it June?
Yeah.
Now, you're a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And you've been touring all over the place. You're here with your lovely lady. Hello. Who is a gorgeous-looking woman, and she's an actress as well.
Yep.
Yeah. So very creative partnership you've got. So tell us all about what you've been up to, because when you came in last, we were talking about the EP.
Yeah.
So what's been happening since you came in last?
Well, I've been writing stuff for my new EP, but also it's been just planning, a lot of planning for tours and just promotion for the EP right now. Because there's a lot of other things going on as well, so it's kind of just trying to get everything done at the same time, you know? But I will be doing a new EP probably around March, and I should be setting up some sort of a tour like late January or something like that, probably just somewhere local in the US actually.
Because you're based actually over in LA,
yeah,
and you fly, which is what a life to fly backwards and forwards. I'm lucky if I get to go to Greece once a year. So how many times, because you're originally from Bath, aren't you? So
yeah.
you were born here and then you've sort of moved.
Exactly, yeah. I moved there when I was like 6, but yeah. I come back like 3 times a year, but also for, you know, my wife's family is in Sweden, so we come there as well.
Yeah. So this is the second time you've come back. Are you doing any sort of music while you're here, or are you just here sort of on a festive trip?
I have a meeting with the label actually today in London. Can't really say who it is or anything, but we'll see how that goes. For me to get some representation over here would be great.
Is it difficult with the music you do, if you are you sort of putting stuff out there yourself? So
yeah.
What you want is, you want a record company behind you. You've obviously got the
exactly.
the money to go into the studio, because when you know, as I say to everybody that comes in, when you are a musician,
yeah.
it's a hard slog, especially yeah. if you do your original material, to pay the mortgage, pay the bills, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, the promotion is really expensive. I think the promotion is actually more expensive than the recording for me, really. Trying to get it out there. Because even if you have a great piece of material, but you don't have the money to get out there, it can just stay stuck, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be good to especially get some representation over here, because it's a totally different scene over here in Europe, in the UK, as far as, you know, like promotion and touring and all that type of stuff. So I really wouldn't know where to start on that. So
what's the music scene like out in America? If they more sort of going towards R&B, what's the sort of, is Europe a bit more open to different styles, do you think? Or
yeah, I mean, the thing is, it really depends. There's it's a huge variety, but yeah, there's a lot of R&B, but there's a lot of rock, pop, and like kind of slower music. I mean, like John Legend, for instance, is huge, and that's kind of the direction with my music that I'm heading in. It's not as much rock as it used to be. Like with the new EP, it's more soft, kind of poppy type of stuff.
Mm.
Stuff that has more feeling, when before it was kind of just writing about whatever, you know.
Now we're going to play a quick song, then we're going to come back. So this song we're going to play every time, all the time. Tell us about this one.
That is a song from my old record. Well, not old record, but that song was more of the, it wasn't like so much like heartfelt type of stuff, you know. It was more just writing about the life of a teenager, you know, which now I'm in more of a direction of feelings, you know, writing about life and things like that, rather than just fun goofiness, you know.
Now we've got to play this one first, and then we've got another couple of songs to come up, Made in the Stars and also Dance Inside Your Heart. So we're playing those two. So here we are, here's Sam Godsey with Every Time, All the Time.
And I told my jokes too late. Still, maybe I'll get late. My friends drop me like a stone. Sometimes I don't have a home, and I'm looking for some depth. dad always pays my rent. My life was in a box. How much would it really cost?
Having a little chat about Mr. Trump, because I've not seen you since Donald Trump came into power. So yeah, we were all kind of, I mean, I woke up in the morning, I was like, oh, and I did think it would happen, but I think everyone in America really shocked.
Well, it's weird, because I was actually sitting in a bar when watching the debate that night, and everyone was, well, not everyone, but most of the people I was talking to, they thought it was going to happen too. It was just, you know, that gut feeling, like something that it was going to go that way. I think like 2 weeks before the election, I would have never thought that. It would have been like, I was like, no, Hillary's going to win, but... But I didn't like her very much either, so it was just kind of like, whatever, whoever, we'll see what happens, you know?
Yeah, I think the thing is, it wasn't a good candidate. You really sort of had two people that, you know, you could possibly dislike both of them, but there wasn't, exactly. If you had more choice, I think it might have gone a different way, but...
Yeah, totally.
But it does show you, it's the same thing over here, really, it's money and sort of power that can get you into government, which really... is a little bit dodgy in itself, that have all those millions of people that her husband's already been been the president, and she gets to have another go at it, and there's millions and millions of people in America,
but they
have to play this horrible game. I think I couldn't do it, just having to be really polite and watch everything you say.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it seems, and well, that's the thing about Hillary that kind of creeped me out, was I felt like she was just like putting a face on, but those weren't her real intentions, you know. Like, kind of like the dagger behind the back. I don't know. Maybe she would have been great. It's just, that was kind of my feeling.
The thing is, when you're rock and roll, you can say what you like.
Yeah, exactly.
The more controversial you are, the better.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
Now, on your website, which we'll talk about in a while, we'll give the details out for that, you've had voice training, but you've gone for the opera training. So tell us how that's helped with the vocals.
Well, actually, I never had any voice training except for operatic training, but it's been really good, because it was able to, I wanted something to expand my voice and kind of see where I could go with it and everything. And it's been really good for power and range. And I think especially range, it's helped my range like immensely.
Mm.
And it was a great experience also, you know, just to be able to kind of, cause I do love opera as well. Funnily enough, I love classical music. I love a lot of the different types of music.
And with the opera, do you have to completely relearn how to sing? Is it breathing? I mean, what's different about it from when you were singing before?
Yeah, well, the thing is, when I was singing before, because there was no training behind it, I was just singing. There wasn't really any, I didn't really use any techniques, you know? And that, I feel like the opera was also good, because it makes it where now I can sing properly without damaging my voice, you know? But yeah, definitely a lot of breathing. It's a lot of breathing exercises, and just really learning how to treat your voice as more of a instrument rather than, you know, like, don't drink before you go in the studio, don't drink any cold water, don't eat 2 hours before you sing, all these different things which you would have never thought about before.
Yeah. And not on stage with the sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I must admit, I did a gig once, and I had a little thing, a little basket of chicken by the side of me.
No way.
And you can see probably why, actually, looking at me in the studio. But you know, I did. I remember sitting there, like, I thought, well, I was a bit hungry.
Yeah.
And then people said, no, you don't do that.
Yeah.
I know, it is true. That's a true story.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
bad news.
That's crazy.
You've toured all over the world. Where's been your best place to tour? Where have you enjoyed going? Because you have traveled a lot.
My favorite place in the world, well, Europe is really my favorite place. Mm-hmm. I love being in Europe. I love pretty much every country in Europe that I've been to.
Yeah.
It's really, and it's home for me. You know, when I come to England, there's that special feeling. It doesn't matter if I go when I go to Asia or whatever. The feeling of landing in England is different, completely different to everything else. So I'd probably say this is one of my favorite places to be.
And what's one of the best gigs you've done that will stay with you? Was it the first time you got up on stage, or has it been like when you've been playing to thousands?
The first time was like mixed feelings, because the first time was a mixture of like nerves and everything like that. But actually, once I got up, as soon as like I sang the first couple lines, it all went away. But my God, going up was like I was pouring sweat, and so that would be my most memorable show, actually, just because it was my initiation into music. And but you know, it's funny, I can still get that if I don't play for a few months and then I play in front of a bunch of people, I can still get that feeling because I haven't put myself out there. So you have to constantly keep like playing shows, or even if you're just playing in front of a few people, you know, just three people, to keep it up, you know. So you,
isn't that worse though, would you say?
I think it's worse, yeah,
because you can see their eyes,
exactly. And you can see they're judging, but if it's thousands or whatever, yep, then you're like, it's like a bunch of ants, you know.
Have you ever been tempted to do a bit of crowd surfing?
I've only done crowd surfing actually as a fan watching a show. I've never jumped off stage, but yeah, I mean, I might be willing to do that. But I feel like the older you get, the more you're like, oh, now I can actually hurt myself. You know, like
yeah, that's when you know it's not so. I could actually hurt my back or something. Yeah, exactly. I'm bothered this time. Unless you've got a nice comfy chair to maybe jump into.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or put the mattress down.
Tell us how you write songs. Do you write with guitar, or do you do a bit of keyboards, or do you get a melody? How do you put your stuff together?
I think it's different every time. Mainly I write with guitar. I do like piano, but I don't have one in my house, so I would like to get a keyboard. But yeah, it's mainly either I'll write the guitar first and then I'll write the vocal melody after, or it could just be the vocal melody will come in my head and then I have to match guitar to it. It really just depends.
Right, we're going to play another song. We're going to play Made in the Stars. So tell us about this one.
Made in the Stars, I actually wrote about my wife, and it's, I don't know, it was a special song to me. It was really fun doing it in the studio, and it means a lot to me, this song.
And how long have you been together?
6 years.
Oh, how long have you been married? 6 years. Oh, congratulations.
Well, technically we've been together 7 years, but married for six.
Oh, yeah. Wow, so you got married quite quickly then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it's lovely. Yeah. You can tell he's all loved up because his eyes have all gone sparkly. So this is cool. What a lovely song. That's really nice. This is Sam Godsey, written for his beautiful wife, Made in the Stars. Sam Godsey, Made in the Stars, and that was from the EP that you've just recently had out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This summer.
Yeah. Yeah. So now let's have a quick look. When you get your new ideas, you've got your new ideas coming up, obviously, at the moment. Have you started writing your new EP for March time? Have you already got the tunes going in your head? Have you got some of them down?
Yeah, I mean, it comes to me when it comes to me, but I have been writing one song, which I'm really, really excited about. So I have the guitar done. I have some of the vocal melody done for the chorus. I'm just trying to figure out like the verse and the pre-chorus and things like that, but I think that's going to be, I mean, I say this about every EP I write, but for me, this one feels really special. And it feels like I'm kind of going to like a different level as a musician for myself.
Who would you like to write with? Who is the dream?
God, there's a lot of them. I'd love to write with Damien Rice. He's just an unbelievable singer-songwriter. I'd love to write some stuff with Coldplay. You know, maybe Sam Smith. His voice is just insane. I do like John Legend as well, so that might be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you could be going into the studio, you've actually, the new track Dance Inside Your Head, tell us about this new one. Is this one, you've already obviously recorded it, and is this going on to the new EP for March?
No, this is actually part of the last one.
Right,
Dance Inside Your Heart. It's like, this song I actually wrote about music and the feelings that music gives to me, and the feelings that I feel it gives to other people, and how you can take a song and make it into whatever it is for yourself. You know, the music is very, it's not like, how do you say, I'm trying to find the right words for this. It's not individualized. It's like it is individualized. You can change a song into whatever it means to you. You know what I mean? So that's what this song is about.
What's your proud moment of saying that song was my best song? And also, I should have asked you this before, what is your favorite lyric? So first of all, what's the song you're most proud of?
Uh-huh.
And then what's the favorite lyric that you've written that you went, oh my God, that lyric was great and I've written it? What would it be?
Lyrics, it's hard to say, but I think the song Made in the Stars is one of my favorite songs I wrote. I do love the song that's about to play right now. It means a lot to me because of music as well. So it's kind of like, but this EP itself is very, I love this EP. There was one that I wrote years ago at Peter Gabriel's studio, which I'm very happy about. But that was me more experimenting with like a very high voice. So I don't think that would really, I mean, I don't know, but I don't think it would really go anywhere. But for me, that was important to me. But lyrics, it's hard to say. It's hard to say because there's so many, you know, there's so many lyrics from all the different songs I've written.
Whenever I ask a musician, they say, why didn't you ask me earlier? Because I would have thought about one of my songs. I don't want to say that lyric in case I get the wrong one. If people want to find out more about you, you've got your website, you've got Twitter, and you've got, are you on Facebook as well?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the website. What else am I having? And I have a YouTube channel as well, which I will be updating more frequently from now on, because it's been kind of, I haven't been updating it too much, but I will be doing that now.
And it's Sam Godsey, and it's Ghodsi. Where's that name from?
My dad is Persian.
Right.
So I'm a mutt. I have my dad is Persian. I'm English, Irish, and German as well.
Oh wow.
So my mom's English. Her mom is German. My grandfather's Irish. So.
So can you talk a multitude of languages then?
I've never been to the Middle East really. When I was like four, I went.
Yeah. So have you still got family sort of out there or not really?
No, everyone's in England. Mm. Yeah, everyone's in England. Since I was a kid, really, everyone's been here. So
Bath's a lovely place, though, isn't it?
Yeah, Bath is great.
Bath. Do you say Bath or Bath?
Well, I say in LA, I say Bath, but over here, I say Bath.
Bath. it's very upmarket in Bath.
Yeah.
I had one of my friends from my first job. Her father and her parents lived up there. And I remember going up there and dare not speaking with my Cockney accent. About, hello, Michelle, how are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, would you like a cocktail? I was like, but it's only 12 o'clock at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Very nice area, though. Great shops.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It is a really beautiful place.
Have you sorted everything out for Christmas? Have you managed to buy all your presents?
I bought, not all my presents. I bought her all her presents so far. But actually, one of the gifts, the most important gift, I left in L.A. So I had to have my mom go into my apartment and send it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's done. And tomorrow we're going to get the Christmas tree and start decorating.
Oh, lovely. So you're over here, you're staying over here for the whole of Christmas?
Yeah, we just got back from Sweden. And actually, her family is going to be coming for just after Christmas to go with us to see the London fireworks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Lovely. Well, hopefully you'll be back in next year, because you're relocating, aren't you? Coming back to the UK?
Yeah, I should be moving to London sometime sometime within the summer. It could be most likely towards the end, but it all just depends on, obviously, the situation in LA. So chances might be that I have to live between the two. So I might be doing like 3 months in England, 3 months in LA, 3 months in England, 3 months in LA.
So what's the temperature in LA at the moment?
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing it's probably around like 20 maybe, or 25, I don't know.
And you come here. I know there's family and stuff, but yeah.
So yeah, but this is where the Christmas spirit is. Like, in LA, there's no Christmas spirit, because it's like, it could be 30, and then you're like, that's not Christmas. You know, it's nice to be cozy inside and have a cup of tea or have a beer or something like
that.
What
do they do for it? Do they just still do, like, traditional, like, do they have Christmas, or is it more Thanksgiving that's celebrated over in LA? Are they quite Christmassy?
No, they're very Christmassy as well, but mainly, like, if I were to tell anyone to go somewhere in America to celebrate Christmas, it'd be New York.
Yeah.
New York, Chicago, or Boston. Those places are amazing.
Now, if you can give us the website and Twitter account.
Definitely. So the website is just samgodsi.com, and the Twitter account is samgodsi sound.
And if you do want to get a copy of the EP, it is on your website to buy.
Yeah, and Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's on Google Play. It's on Spotify. Pretty much anywhere that you can think about buying it, you can buy it.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much for coming in. And you lovely
Thank
wife
you very
as well.
Much.
Hopefully we might see her on TV.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Because she's an actress, isn't she?
Yeah, so, she's an actress, yeah.
Have you tried out for anything yet over here? Are you still just about going yet? No, yeah, she'll definitely be on television. You can't look like that and not be on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
She's gorgeous. Right, this is Sam Godsey. This is Dance Inside Your Head. Don't forget the new EP will be out in March, and Sam should be over sort of sometime next year, and hopefully we'll get you to play, be live in the studio.
Definitely, that'll be awesome.
Wonderful. Have a good Christmas, both of you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Vibrations as it goes through.